Good morning, and happy Mother's Day. Or, if it's still snowing, Merry Christmas. If you are a mother, thank you. If you had or have a great mother, you are greatly blessed. And if you're about to become a mother, congratulations. Motherhood is a great calling. So thank you to all of those who have accepted that call. In response to John's gospel, I want to start with a story. A story of when I was in my ministry in West Vancouver. Whenever I had a day off, I wanted a break. So I would go over from West Vancouver, where I lived, where my church was, to North Vancouver, also on the North Shore. And I would go to Lonsdale Quay. Lonsdale Quay was, as you would expect, a series of docks, but it was also a center of retail and shopping, and there was a farmer's market, etc. I would start up the stairs, and most people would stop at the second floor, because that's where most of the retail and the corporate offices were. I would keep going. If you continue up to the third floor, and even, I think I had to go a little bit beyond, you can get to the roof of Lonsdale Quay. And from that spot, I could see the entire harbor of Vancouver. I could see over to the city. I could see the boats and the cruise ships coming and going. I would take a large coffee, and I would get a Kitsilano cookie before I went up. A Kitsilano cookie was basically dough and birdseed. It was seeds and nuts and currants and chocolate chips and whatever else they had around to throw in. And I would take my journal or whatever book I was working on, and I would disappear to the roof of Lonsdale Quay. And that was my happy place. That was my place for Jane time. It's not easy in a pandemic to find your happy place. The spot in the world where you feel calm within yourself, encouraged for the state of the world, and content in the awesome stillness of God. Do you have a place like that? A place that is your refuge, your filling station when your energy is low? A place where you can ponder and reflect on life's deeper mysteries. These days you may not be able to get there, or if it's in your own house, it may already be occupied. Do not let your hearts be troubled, encourages Jesus. In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you. We often hear this passage from John at funerals or memorials because it's a lovely declaration of assurance. No need to feel anxious or lost. You are welcome to be at home with God. What's the difference between being a guest and a family member? You're the guest if they keep telling you you're the guest. No, no, don't get up. You're the guest. We'll clear all the dishes from the table. Or, oh, you're the guest. You can have the last brownie. But if you're family, everybody gets up to help with the dishes, and that last brownie is fair game. With a guest in the house, everyone is on their best behavior. And there is an unspoken obligation to entertain the guest. As family, you're just hanging out. You're part of the everyday fabric of life. You're sharing in all of the privileges and responsibilities of the household. And no one is trying to behave in a particular way. Family is a safe place. It should be. For you to be entirely yourself. Do we imagine our father's house like that? Are we comfortable with the freedom to be entirely ourselves with God? Are we sure that that's good enough? When Jesus speaks of his father's house, the disciples would understand that to mean literally a house, but also the broader term, household. In the custom of the day, every generation of the landowner, or the patriarch, as was the culture, they all lived in the same home, on added floors or additions to the main house, as the family grew. Even servants were part of the household. They were provided for and protected by the landowner, valued and cared for as family. When Jesus promises that we have a place in God's house, he's saying we have a place in God's family. Place in Greek means a physical location, of course, but it's also defined as status or position. The word place refers to worth, to having value in God's family. Good enough isn't part of this at all. Our place has already been prepared by Jesus, by our brother. Our brother related to us by blood. Our best behavior isn't required. Oh, but it gets better. Jesus says he goes to prepare a place and will return to take us to be with him. Or some translations read, receive you to myself. Sounds lovely. It's like we've been invited to be his companion. However, the Greek adds another level. It also means to accept. To specifically accept another tradition or custom. Acceptance is far more powerful than welcome. It's good to have you here. This is a lot more than that. Acceptance includes all of who we are, our history, our dreams, our wounds, our mistakes, our whole selves, imperfect, weary, ragged around the edges, shining with hope, leaning on our faith. We are secured a place in God's home and in God's family. But how can we know the way? Asks good old doubting Thomas. We know Jesus' answer already. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. I have to admit to you that I've always had a problem with these verses. Certainly not for Christ's affirmation. He's beginning with, I am. That's the reference to God himself. My problem is because of how these words have been used. They've been used to judge non-Christians and to claim front-of-the-line access to God's kingdom. A few years ago, I heard a young preacher condemn his own brother to hell because his brother wasn't a Christian. Well, neither was Gandhi. I've always struggled with this part of Scripture, that you don't have a place with God if you don't know Christ. So let's review. Just moments before this declaration of Christ to his disciples, he says the greatest commandment. Just moments before, at the end of chapter 13, Jesus instructs his disciples to love one another as I have loved you. So think about that. How does Jesus love? Then he speaks of preparing a place in his Father's home of many rooms before coming to accept us there. Now we know the Greek word is specific, acceptance of another tradition. And then declares Christ, he is the way, the route, the journey. And we've always taken that to mean that it's up to us, that we have to know him to have a place. But the place is already prepared before we were born. It seems more like God, more gracious, for all people to be accepted, to be loved for all of life here and with him later, to be valued as family. It doesn't mean we stop introducing folks to Christ through our words, how we live. We are still called to encourage folks in faith so that they may know his comfort and his strength. But it seems against God's nature to set up barriers to his home, to erect obstacles between us, to foster conflict because one faith is superior, favored over another. It seems more likely that ours is an inclusively gracious God. Yes, Christ is the way, a way he's already prepared, the way of full acceptance by which we are invited to enjoy our place in the Son. Amen.